Page 3, Convention Report, Spring 2011, Part 1, by Sam Chen, Delegate, Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. Editor's Note, we have a special treat for the coverage of this past spring convention and conference. Both a delegate and alternate delegate from the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind have prepared their unique perspectives of their convention experience. You will find some repetition and a number of convention activities, including much of Sunday's business meeting, are not covered, but I think you'll find the two distinctive voices fascinating and insightful. Both gentlemen are naturalized citizens. CCB and the country are lucky to have them. We, 10 SVCB members, took the Capital Corridor Amtrak train from Diridon Station in San Jose to Sacramento on Wednesday around noontime. We were put in the lower level of the train, which is reserved for seniors and the disabled, and indeed many of us are qualified disabled seniors. Joyful conversation among members made the three-hour train ride pass in no time. Page 4. We soon checked into the DoubleTree Hotel, which seems to be one of the most complex hotels a blind person can ever imagine on this planet. The hotel features spiderweb-like hallways, which lead to all different directions. If one did not stay on the correct path, one could probably have ended up at a totally isolated destination. If that did happen, we might be a few members short. On many occasions during the convention, we had to form a long train with one hand holding on to another one's shoulder to follow the sighted guide to the common destination of hotel lobby or the meeting hall for general sessions. It was quite challenging. However, it was fun and memorable. Following Bernice and Roger's tradition in attending the state convention in Sacramento, a handful of us went to El Torito, a special Mexican restaurant across the street from the DoubleTree Hotel. Not to mention the special delicious Mexican cookery, we just loved the yummy dessert of deep-fried ice cream. Page 5. The first day of the convention, Thursday, May 12, which featured a few sessions including a technology discussion and the board meeting, also saw the annual Capital Day, which is a CCB visit to the legislators in Sacramento, led by our legislative leader, Frank Welty. Around 30 CCB members congregated at the State Capitol building, where Frank Welty briefed the group on bills sponsored by CCB and other issues of our concerns. Bills sponsored by CCB include AB 390, which would make it a law to provide written notification to California state identification card holders of the expiration of their cards. AB 410 would require the state to provide a narrative descriptive of changes to their regulations so that members' screen readers could properly interpret such changes. At this time, changes are marked by italicized text or strike-through text, features not compatible with screen readers. Page 6. Other issues of CCB's concerns include AB 727, which would mandate by 2016 a 100% provision of healthy food in state vending machines operated by blind vendors and members of the Business Enterprise Program. Also of concern are negative budget impacts on SSI, Medicare, Medi-Cal recipients within our population. Using the name of Art Takahara, a close acquaintance of Assemblyman Jim Beal of District 24, I was able to secure an appointment with my Assemblyman, who promised to greet me in person at his office. I met Jim at the State Assembly Committee Room on the third floor in the State Building and had a friendly conversation for 15 minutes. I first thanked Beal for his kind efforts serving on the Human Service Committee and then further solicited his continuing support to the blind community. I also met my senator, Sam Blakesley's staff, at his office and had a 20-minute discussion on the above-described bills and issues. In addition, I delivered the list of legislative priorities at Assemblyman Brian Nestande, Assemblywoman Norma Torres, and Assemblyman Alan Mansour's offices. Page 7. An official announcement was made at the convention that Frank Welty, governmental affairs director, has taken a position at the San Francisco Lighthouse and will be leaving as a CCB employee on May 15th. Upon Donna Pomerantz's request, Jeff Tom agreed to volunteer his time to fill Frank's position till the end of 2011. CCB's first Mutt Strut, a statewide fundraiser, will be held on September 10, 2011, in L.A. and Sacramento. All CCB members are encouraged to invite their friends and family members to participate. The cost is $25 for adults and $20 for kids under 16, which includes a T-shirt. Participants can choose the course of either 2K or 5K. All CCB members are urged to identify as many donors and sponsors as possible. The resolution on emergency preparedness, which I submitted, was voted to pass with revision. Joshua Mealy from Smith Kettlewell spoke on tactile graphics for BART routes and stations. Joshua illustrated the use of tactile maps and smart pens by people with blindness or low vision to interpret the 3D structure and the special layout of the Coliseum BART station through braille labels and audio outputs. Audio information of different degrees on each plot can be accessed in layer. For example, first touch for name of the location, second touch for its positional relationship with neighboring plots, and third touch for a description of its function, and so on. Page 8. Through proper training of the use of such tactile maps, a blind traveler can find out the layout of streets around certain BART stations, bus stops around the station, stairways, escalators, elevators, entrances, exits, ticketing machines, fare gates and platforms, and most importantly, where train doors open. Anyone interested in the BART tactile graphics may contact the San Francisco Lighthouse for a demonstration and hands-on experience. Jeff Tom made the ACB report as follows. What we accomplished in 2010 includes the 21st Century Telecommunication and Video Accessibility Act, federal standards on quiet electric cars to assure pedestrian safety, both of which were signed into law. Legislation on talking prescription drug labeling was initiated. Discussions with major corporate representatives of Apple, Facebook, and Microsoft were held to make products more accessible to the blind community. Jeff also announced the forthcoming ACB's golden anniversary in July 2011 in Reno and encouraged members to attend. Page 9. A historian, Heather Levezo Downey, gave a talk on the history of Sacramento, a unique man-made landscape of raised streets and sidewalks. Tourists can still tour the underground site in Old Sacramento today. Being inspired by the gold rush starting in 1848, Sacramento City was founded in 1850 and became the state capital in 1854. Though severely damaged by a massive storm with torrential rain in 1861 and 1862, which flooded the city for months, residents in Sacramento believed that Mother Nature is manageable and decided to reroute the American River and to raise the streets and began to challenge the power of man versus force of nature. A blind geologist, Dr. Garrett Vermeij, distinguished professor of geology from UC Davis, gave a fabulous speech. He spoke about the evolution of this world. In order to become an outstanding scientist, one has to know how to ask the right and important questions, ask answerable questions, and know how to get answers. Losing sight at the age of 3, the speaker got interested in science from an early age, and he received professional training at Princeton University. Besides teaching activities at the university, he has worked in the field at museums and libraries. In order to keep up with worldwide discoveries, he usually reads 10 publications a week. He composes his research papers in Braille and finally types them up after numerous rewritings and revisions. Page 10. Speakers from Kaiser Permanente Group spoke about architectural access, accessibility of medical equipment, and accessibility of written materials through alternative formats for disabled people who subscribe to the Kaiser Group. Many CCB members like the audio prescription drug labels, which provide the name of the medicine, when to take it, dosage needed each time, and special attentions required in taking it. CCB members expressed interest in recycling those audio prescription drug labels. The speakers also touched upon the availability of a talking glucometer, assistive listening devices, and network interpreting services. The Deaf-Blind Committee decided to educate CCB members through the publication of articles in the BC and on the California Connection, explaining that we now provide the assistive listening devices, ALDs, to convention attendees, which will enable those deaf-blind members to better follow the dialogue and speech presented in large group sessions. The committee also discussed issues in modernizing the current CCB sound system for smaller or less attended sessions, such as committee meetings. A decision was made to include a session on deaf-blindness issues at an upcoming convention. An experienced hearing aid user advised new hearing aid users not to start wearing the hearing aid every day, which often leads to pain and frustration and eventually totally abandoning the hearing aid. A better practice is to start with wearing it only a few days in a week and not wearing it for the rest of the week. Doing so not only reduces the level of frustration, but also raises the awareness of the distinct difference between wearing and not wearing the hearing aid. The convention banquet was held on Saturday evening, where Dawn Wilcox was granted a special award of community service, which made all SVCB members so proud of her. A last-minute replacement, Joe Hamilton, provided a very spirited and amusing presentation to banquet attendees. Joe spurred continuing laughter and applause.